No, ain't no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The All-American Half-Pound.
Plastic Sushi will be on, so you got to tune in. Edward has a pretty good show. The theme is heaven and hell. And I don't think you can get much opposite than that. He's going to be having some audio clips from the evolutionary biologist, Richard Dawkins. Also, the founder of Creation Museum and noted fundamentalist, Ken Ham. And some Charles Manson, which I think would fall in the hell spot. Plus WMFO's own Alex Kittle from The Bleeding Heart Show. So make sure you tune in to Plastic Sushi with Edward. And I'll be checking. And I'll be trying to tune in too, but I'll be playing fireman, but hopefully I can get in there to listen. Let me know you're out there. 617-627-3800.
By sampling the wealth of music and sound effects available on Audio Fidelity stereo discs, you can take a trip around the world without leaving your easy chair.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Oh! Good heavens, someone's caught my tinkle.
Who was the creator of all this? This Mr. Jim Gardner, you call him.
Hi, Carlton.
How's it going?
Good. Edward Buford from WMFO.
All right. Where's that from?
From Medford. Actually, Tufts University.
Medfit?
Yes, that's the way some people say it.
Medfit. Don't give me that Medford.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
Ready your breakfast and eat hearty. But tonight, we dine in hell!
Chinese have a lot of help.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Carnelian's layers. Cook up on top one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Well, first of all, I'm not just a creationist. I'm also a Christian.
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO Medford 91.5 FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir, you.
Plastic.
The hell with you.
Our theme today is songs about heaven and songs about hell.
remorse for what? You people have done everything in the world to me. Doesn't that give me equal right? I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
Different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, and he always starts it off with Japanese music, so it should be an interesting combination of things. Very, very freeform to the point of dynamic prog.
Maybe I haven't done enough. I might be ashamed of that, for not doing enough, for not giving enough, being more perceptive, for not being aware enough, for not understanding, for being stupid.
Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program. Oh, no, no, no. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, political speeches. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And this being a plastic sushi, we do lots of genre jumping, always starting off with some Japanese music, and then we mix it up with jazz, punk, funk, metal, electronic, country, disco, ambient, as many different styles of music as we can that match the theme. And tonight, we're getting ready for the Halloween Holiday Spectacular show next week with a classic plastic sushi sound collage theme called Heaven and Hell. As you heard in one of the audio clips from the beginning, this is an oldie but a goodie, a show that's a tribute to one of my favorite ever WMFO shows of years past, the Bleeding Heart Show, which was hosted by Alexandra Kittle in particular, but also Julie and some other DJs from 2007 to 2010. And this is my version of a theme they did back then in 2008 called Heaven and Hell. And this show is just jam-packed with audio clips from all over the place. And, well, I hope you enjoy it. In particular, we're going to be hearing a lot from the Oxford scientist and evolution evangelist Richard Dawkins, one of my biggest intellectual heroes. He's author of many books, including one that's made the biggest impact, I think, on my understanding of the world of any book. It's called The Selfish Gene. And we're also going to be hearing from a couple of nutcases. You heard Charles Manson in the intro, and we'll be hearing more from him. He's definitely on the evil side of things. But particularly, we're going to be hearing from the young Earth creationist, a fundamentalist Christian, Ken Ham, who, among many things that he's done, he's the founder of the Creation Museum, and he's also very active in preaching his belief that the Earth's about 6,000 years old and that every single word in the Bible is literally true. And, well, you know, I just want to reiterate, following Chuck Yu, who does this as a standard part of our intro, that the views and opinions expressed on this show aren't necessarily those of WMFO, its staff and management, Tufts University, or even this show's producer. That'd be me. And in particular, yes, Ken Ham. He's there because I want you to hear what he has to say, to understand it, and why it's giving you insight to why he's all wrong. And certainly I don't endorse Charles Manson, but you know, he's got a certain viewpoint and he's an infamous person, and understanding his evil, well, let's go to primary sources on this. So we began, as we always begin, a Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time with a Japanese band that was Pizzicato 5 and You'll Never Get to Heaven. And well, we've got so much great music for you this evening. We're going to be hearing from Frank Sinatra and Alison Krauss, that crazy Mexican genius producer-composer Esquivel, Adrian Belew, Run DMC, Billie Holiday, Frank Zappa, The Talking Heads, Tangerine Dream, Wendy Carlos, and Urban Ambiance. And the basic notion, well, the structure of tonight's show is we're going to start with a song about heaven, which we did in the intro, and then we're going to hear a song about hell, and then another heaven song and another hell song, and that's the structure of the show. So, and also we've got four sets. They're pretty long each. And I'm going to let the music do the talking, as well as Richard Dawkins and Ken Ham. And we're going to start off with, of course, another Japanese band. This is some real Japanese metal for you. Loudness Like Hell on WMFO in Medford.
Who's I'm just afraid that you're going to burn in hell for all it's worth.
There are would-be murderers all around the world who want to kill you and me and themselves because they're motivated by what they think is the highest ideal. Of course, politics are important. Iraq, Palestine, even social deprivation in Bradford. But as we wake up to this huge challenge to our civilized values, don't let's forget the elephant in the room, an elephant called religion. The suicide bomber is convinced that in killing for his God, he will be fast-tracked to a special martyr's heaven. This isn't just a problem of Islam. In this program, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. The process of non-thinking called faith. I'm a scientist, and I believe there is a profound contradiction between science and religious belief. There is no well-demonstrated reason to believe in God. And I think the idea of a divine creator belittles the elegant reality of the universe. The 21st century should be an age of reason, yet irrational, militant faith is back on the march. Religious extremism is implicated in the world's most bitter and unending conflicts.
We want the non-Muslims off the lands of Muhammad. We want the kuffar out of it.
America, too, has its own fundamentalists.
The issue for the next generation is going to be the Islamification of Europe.
And in Britain, even as we live in the shadow of holy terror, our government wants to restrict our freedom to criticize religion. Science, we are told, should not tread on the toes of theology. But why should scientists tiptoe respectfully away? The time has come for people of reason to say enough is enough. Religious faith discourages independent thought, it's divisive, and it's dangerous.
Every time it rains pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortunes falling all over the town. Be sure that your umbrella is upside down. Trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you and me. Of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, you must have showers. So when you hear it thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven for you. And
once.
Evolutionists, do they go to hell? Answers with Ken Ham, author of the best-selling book, The Lie Evolution. Well, Ken, you sound pretty provocative today. You're not telling us that all of those who believe in evolution will go to hell, are you?
Well, no, I'm certainly not saying that at all. You see, there are many Christians who believe in evolution, and if they're truly born-again Christians, then believing in evolution won't keep them out of heaven. Remember, the Bible says that if Christ be not raised from the dead, our faith is in vain. It doesn't say if you believe in evolution, our faith is in vain. But I do want to make a very important point nonetheless. For born-again Christians who believe in evolution and millions of years of history, although this doesn't affect their salvation, it does affect what their children or others they influence believe about the Bible. You see, what's happened over the years is that when one generation compromises God's word by accepting man's fallible ideas, like evolution and millions of years, and then reinterpreting parts of the Bible, then the next generation tend to reinterpret other parts of the Bible as well, and over time it loses its authority. Eventually, biblical authority becomes so undermined that people begin to drift away from the Bible. I truly believe this is ultimately why the culture is losing the Christian influence it once had.
Just don't believe in shites.
Oh, an atheist, eh?
Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Once upon a time there lived a man, and his name was Hezekiah. He walked with God both day and night, but he didn't want to die. He cried, "Oh Lord, please let me live. Death is close, I know." God smiled down on Hezekiah. He gave him 15 years to go. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
supposed to die.
What the hell are you staring at?
Get the hell off my screen. Now.
So important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education system worldwide.
Here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Time Sound Collage, our theme is called Heaven and Hell. And we are alternating between songs about heaven and songs about hell, as well as mixing in a whole bunch of audio clips from, well, Richard Dawkins, the scientist and evolutionary evangelist, as we might call him, opposing young earth creationist and fundamentalist Christian Ken Ham, hearing both of them extensively in our mix this evening. We began the set with the Japanese heavy metal band Loudness, and that was Like Hell from their Thunder in the East album. And then, well, Richard Dawkins, and that was from a BBC documentary on religion, which we'll be hearing a little bit more of. And then we heard Frank Sinatra and Pennies from Heaven, some Ken Ham and 13 Cats with Hellbop. And then Alison Krauss and the Cox Family, Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven, followed by a very cool cover of AC/DC's Highway to Hell by Marilyn Manson, and more Ken Ham mixed in there as well. So we're going to say goodbye this evening to a public service message about the Somerville Mobile Farmers Market, because tomorrow is the last day. It's been going on all summer, Fridays, in a couple of, in the Council on Aging in the East Somerville Community School. And tomorrow morning from 10 a.m. until noon, they're going to be over at the North Street Housing Development at 26 North Street. And then from 1 to 3 p.m., they're going to be at the Mystic Housing Development at 530 Mystic Avenue. And they've got all sorts of fresh vegetables and some fruits from Massachusetts farmers. And they're a really good deal if you're a resident of North Street Housing or Mystic Housing, or if you've got a SNAP, WIC, or Senior Farmers Market coupon card, because they'll give you 50% off your purchase. I'm not, but I've been going there because they have these giant scallions for $1.50. Last week I bought three of them. And, hopefully we'll get some more, because this is the last week, yes. So, if you want more information, you can just search the web for Somerville Mobile Farmers Market. And, of course, this has been a public service message from all the fruits and vegetables here at WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Community Radio. So, backing me up right now is Moby and God Moving Over the Face of the Water. So coming up next is part of my remix for tonight's venerable heaven and hell themed sound collage. And what we're going to be starting off here is a song by the 10th Planet, and in features prominently some clips of two 20th century preachers that I originally caught on a WMBR show. Yes, our sister station, MIT's radio station, WMBR. And it was Chuck Yu doing a Good Friday themed Easter time show. And I thought they were fascinating clips from these preachers telling what they used to do to get their believers. And I think another thing to understand is in the 20th century, entertainment, particularly in the earlier parts of the 20th century, was far more limited than all the options we have right now. And people used to go to Christian revivals, well, revivals with preachers. It was like an entertainment thing. And these people would kind of get up there and talk and wing it and make money and get into the spirit of things. And, well, the first preacher that is in this mix is evil, but a lowercase evil as opposed to a capital E evil like Charles Manson. But if you just listen to him talking about how he's driving his Cadillac around and supposedly, you know, for the glory of God. But really more, I think what I'd ask you to pay attention to is at the end where he talks about what he's going to do with all the money that people give him. He's not going to spend it on helping the poor. No, he's going to give it to his kids when he dies. You give him money now, that preacher, he's going to spend it on a Cadillac and he's going to give whatever he's got left to his kids. So the second preacher, I think, is certainly more honest in the interview that's excerpted in the mix there. But keeping in mind, he's honest now, but he was doing this because he wanted to go and get money and followers too. But that's how we're going to start off the next long set. We're also going to hear from the outstanding American slide guitar player, Sonny Landreth. Some Billie Holiday with another oldie but a goodie. And some Run DMC and Adrian Belew. Another cool AC/DC cover, bluegrass version. And, well, heaven's going to be on fire as we continue to explore our theme of heaven and hell here on the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage.
was so heavy that he prophesied. And he told me how he sat right. I mean, he looked right across the table back and forth at me. And he told me how, you know, how he confiscates money. He says he's on this station, it's over 40 states. And he'll go on there and he'll get on the radio and he'll say, I know that listening to My Little Boys tonight, that there's some lady out there and you've got $10 put away in a cookie jar. Now God spoke to my heart and told me to go and tell you to get that $10. Get it in the mail and send it to me. God will bless you. God will give you a reward such as you've never known before. Then he comes back to me and tells me, he says, if you're on the radio and you're well over 40 states and you're on at prime time, you've got thousands of people listening, the chances are that there are at least 200 or 300 little old ladies who've got a $10 bill in a cookie jar. And so if you even get, you know, if a couple hundred go over and get it and send it to you, that's $2,000 that you've made just like that. And so, you know, if you're going to get into big time religion, this is the games you've got to play, things like that. It's go into it as a business and you work it as a business.
Her daddy's doorbell was ringing when I called on the telephone. He was the one to answer me, so I told him what was going on. Sir, I love your daughter, but we don't get along. Sir, I love your daughter.
To think reason had won the war against superstition, but it's quite shaking to witness the faithful droves trooping through Lourdes. This is a benign herd, but it supports a backward belief system that I believe reason must challenge.
Here we have, as they say, an oldie but a goodie.
For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. It's no mistake to call it love. An angel's holding hands with me. How heavenly heaven can be. Here is romance for us to try. Here is the chance we can't deny. While heaven's giving us the break, let's fall in love. For heaven's sake, don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This pair of eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far, since heaven's what we're dreaming of. For heaven's sake, let's fall in love. Don't say a word, my darling. Don't break a spell like this. Just hold me tight. We're alone in the night, and heaven is here in a kiss. This fair eyes can see a star, so paradise can't be so far, since heaven's what we're dreaming of. For heaven's sake, let's fall in love.
Why don't you stand up so I can get on my knees?
You can't imitate DMC the great. This is all devil's calling. devil and I throw it at you. My mighty mind control already brought his soul. The rock king is so bold when he rocks and roll. A black cat is my crown, symbolizing the sound, signifying we won't play around. Bust it.
Without saying goodbye. I never really thought that this would feel this way, but I just can't handle it. He left me. Can you believe he left me? I can't find a reason not to do this. I don't want to deal with the pain.
End of message.
One person every 18 minutes commits suicide. This is the cry of people in need of hope. Searching? AnswersRadio.com can help. A message from Answers in Genesis.
Have lost their flesh.